Museum of the Ancient World, London, 0200 hours. The Mask of Tutankhamun is the major exhibit on display. A uniformed security guard shines his torch as he patrols the dark and gloomy museum. After the guard walks away, a shadow on a wall suddenly moves. A figure clad head to toe in black creeps quietly across the museum floor and over to the gleaming mask of Tutankhamun. The prowler takes the priceless Egyptian mask before reaching into a small green bag and leaving the word meow and Scrabble tiles on the plinth next to two ornamental cats. After firing a grappling hook to the ceiling, the thief lifts up and away just before the guard comes back. When the guard discovers that the mask is missing, his eyes widen. In an animation, a tail twitches beneath an antique jug on a plinth, then a pair of yellow eyes peer out from the slot in a red postbox. A stick of dynamite on a candelabra explodes, then a black cat on a mobility scooter spray paints a wall as it rides past. BBC, Gangster Granny Strikes Again. A grey-haired man with glasses puts his newspaper down.
Otherwise known as Gangster Granny. But how? When she's dead?
A young boy's visiting a grave.
I miss you so much, Gran. I brought you your favourite cabbages.
He lays the cabbages down by the grave.
She certainly loved those.
Oh, hello, Isha.
I remember your gran's famous cabbage soup only too well. Made her blow off something chronic.
She used to quack like a duck.
R.I.P. Beloved mother and granny.
I miss her so much.
Oh, don't. You'll set me off as well.
A black cat suddenly appears at the graveside.
Hello. What's your name?
The dark-haired boy with glasses pets the cat.
I come here once a week to see my husband. He passed away 10 years ago. Gets lonely. I wish I'd been more like your gran. She always had a twinkle in her eye, as if she was up to some mischief.
Why don't I come over tomorrow? Do you like Murray Mints?
Yes, of course. Would you take a look at my cistern too?
Of course, it would be a pleasure.
Okay. Now, from your house, you'll need to get the number 73 bus.
Oh, no. Granny left me wheels in a will. And I made a few modifications.
He smiles proudly at pedestrians as he rides along the high street on a flame-coloured mobility scooter with a row of four bright taillights. A young man gives him a high five as he passes by. His smile fades when he's overtaken by a mum with a pushchair. The grey-haired man's watching him through a pair of binoculars.
Taking after your grandmother, eh? Enjoy your joyride, Benjamin Herbert. While you can.
Benjamin parks the mobility scooter on the pavement and locks it with a key fob. Then he enters a newsagent's and walks to the counter.
Aha! Ben! My favourite customer!
Bag of your finest Murray Mints, please, Raj.
Excellent choice, sir. It has been a good harvest this year. I saved you the latest Plumber's Weekly.
Wow! Free stopcock, cool! And a pull-out poster of Wembley Stadium's new sprinkler system? Oh, mega! What's that?
The mask of Tutankhamun has been stolen. Tut. And again Tut. King Tut.
Wow, can I see?
Sadly, there is no browsing. The thief snatched it in the dead of night, leaving just one clue.
What?
Meow! Spelled out in Scrabble letters. You don't think this could have been the work of the black cat?
No, it can't have been.
Can't it now?
Oh, no.
Aha, Mr. Parker. In my bottom five favorite customers.
This theft has all the hallmarks of your old partner in crime, the silver-haired menace known as your grandmother.
But Granny's gone.
And where were you last night, Benjamin Herbert?
In bed.
Doing what exactly?
Sleeping.
Any witnesses?
Yes, actually. I always sleep in front of an audience.
Always sleep in front.
Mr. Parker looks up from his notebook to find Ben and Raj sniggering.
Quite the comedian, aren't we, Benjamin Herbert? Well, I'm watching you. Very closely.
Parker points at Ben before bumping into and almost knocking over the card rack.
Move this before somebody has an accident. I could have had an eye out.
After Parker leaves the shop, Ben and Raj burst out laughing. Arriving home, Ben stops his mobility scooter and stares in disbelief at a tall red postbox which has been placed in front of the driveway. After parking his scooter and taking his magazines out of the back, Ben looks over his shoulder at the postbox before entering the house. A sign above the front door reads, Cha Cha Cottage. Ben puts his jacket down in the hallway before entering the living room, where a middle-aged couple are practicing a dance routine.
Was that postbox always there?
Oh, hello, dear. Sorry, I didn't see you come in. I was in another world, the magical world of ballroom.
Oh, me and your mother have some rather exciting news. We've
been accepted for the International Ballroom Championships.
You two?
You don't sound so surprised.
You're representing England.
The Outer Hebrides, your mother did lie a tiny bit on the application form.
And we're going to be dancing in front of someone super special.
Her Majesty the Queen.
Big ballroom fan, apparently. Oh, and even more exciting, guess who is hosting?
Dunno.
Ben, your mother would like you to guess.
Ant and Dec.
Flavio! Oh, you wonderful man.
If you slobber over him, he'll get soggy. I did warn you.
I'm gonna go read my Plumbers Weekly.
No, not yet. We haven't told you the best part. Drum roll.
Ding.
It's this Saturday night, and we have bought you a front row ticket.
Early Christmas present.
I told the vicar I'd fix the church boiler that day.
Teenage boys should not be interested in boilers. They should be interested in ballroom dances. The quick step, the foxtrot, the cha-cha-cha-cha.
One too many chas?
Oh, yeah.
Plumbing only leads in one direction, and that's down the drain.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Very drove my work, true love is funny, isn't it?
Come on, music maestro. We need to practice our winner's routine. And...
As his parents launch into a tango, Ben leaves the room.
Present. Yes.
Ben's sitting in his room.
Things are not good, Gran. It's getting so bad now that I'm talking to a picture. You see, there's a new black cat, and I'm getting the blame. I really need your help. You would know what to do about that rotten old nosy Parker.
And there she is, evil incarnate. And the reason for this emergency meeting of the neighbourhood watch Lower Tottle Branch. The international jewel thief known as...
Biscuits?
What do you mean, biscuits?
Are there any?
Don't interrupt! The international jewel thief, known as the Black Cat.
Lock her up and throw away the key.
She's passed, dear.
Oh, when, dear?
a while ago, dear. May she rest in peace.
There are usually biscuits.
I will break out the biscuits in good time.
If she's passed, what are we talking about her for?
Because this gangster granny had a protege, the most dangerous criminal mastermind the world has ever known. This moon-faced boy is the new Black Cat.
No, Ben is a good boy. He fixed my washing machine for free.
Well, cashing the joint to rob you blind, no doubt.
Did he steal my biscuits?
No! Here are your blasted biscuits. Before you ask, I'm saving the chocolate ones.
Cruel.
Now, for the rest of you, cancel your cruises. Put down your puzzlers. Banish the bingo. We cannot rest until we have caught him in the act. For who knows where or when the Black Cat will strike again.
Wembley Stadium, 0300 hours. A digital billboard reads, Football Treasures Exhibition. Come see the World Cup. The black-clad cat burglar snatches the World Cup from a trophy cabinet and shakes some Scrabble tails out of the green bag before leaving. In the morning, Ben's dad reads a newspaper with the headline, World Cup Stolen.
A tragedy.
What?
Now they've stolen the World Cup.
What a fuss over nothing. The World Cup. It's hardly the Strictly Glitter Ball.
The only clue the thief left behind was the word purr in Scrabble letters.
The Black Cat.
But it can't have been.
How do you know?
I don't. I said I'd go and visit Isha today.
Granny's pal. Have you ever considered getting a friend your own age?
No.
He likes older women like his dad.
Ben's having a cup of tea in Isha's living room when she brings over a big green cake.
Brussels sprout cake.
There you go. Just a sliver, a wafer-thin slice. You were telling me about the thefts.
At both crime scenes, the thief left Scrabble letters with words connected to cats.
Oh, almost forgot the parsnip custard.
You're really spoiling me.
I bought a bunch of books when the library closed down. There must be one somewhere on the Mask of Tutankhamun and the World Cup.
Hmm.
They're arranged by topic, colour and spine damage. Try next to the red medium damage cookbooks.
Oh, I found one. Football trophies.
That's great. Oh, and here's one on ancient Egypt. Why don't you borrow them to look for clues?
Ben pulls back the curtain and spots a postbox outside.
Now it's getting really weird. Did that postbox used to be there?
Not unless my mind's playing tricks on me.
Ben leaves Isha's house and walks over to his mobility scooter, which is parked on the pavement next to the postbox. He puts the two books down on the seat and pushes the scooter. Then the postbox suddenly lifts off the ground and starts following him. When Ben wheels around, the postbox stops moving. He shrugs and carries on pushing the scooter. Lifting off the ground, the postbox follows Ben for a few more yards and stops when he turns around again. Suddenly, some wheelie bins in front of Ben start moving and closing in on him. Turning around, he spots two more bins creeping up behind him alongside the postbox. Ben jumps onto his scooter and trundles off slowly past the bins. The postbox stops, and the lid lifts, and Parker pokes his head out.
Neighbourhood watch. Assemble.
The rest of the neighbourhood watch peep out of their bins.
Don't let him get away!
Come on, Millicent, you can do it!
The ship down, Virginia.
By the love of goodness, Give yourself up, child!
Or we'll force-feed you stewed rhubarb until you confess!
Oh, I could murder a rhubarb crumble.
You can't run from the law forever!
It wasn't me, Mr. Parker. I swear I'm innocent.
Oh, your grandmother taught you well, Benjamin. Or shall I call you the Black Cat?
I'm not the Black Cat.
You've even got an old getaway car. We're getting on it. Keep up, keep up.
Ben and the neighborhood watch wait for an elderly bearded man to cross the road. Supporting himself with a walking stick, the bearded man takes his time crossing the road. Ben looks over his shoulder at the elderly neighborhood watchers waiting behind him on mobility scooters. When the man reaches the other side of the road and the light flashes yellow, Ben sets off. Parker waits until the light goes green, then he and the rest of the neighborhood watch give chase. A policeman on the corner spots them passing and speaks into his radio.
Low speed pursuit in progress.
Ben looks over his shoulder and spots the police car slowly following the mobility scooters. Behind the wheel of the squad car, the officer shakes his head. Everyone pulls over outside Ben's house.
Arrest that boy! Lock him up and throw away the prison!
It's been a lovely outing. Will there be sandwiches?
No, I told you. If you wanted to eat, you have to make your own packed lunch.
What a hullabaloo! We can barely hear ourselves tango!
Just what is going on here, then?
This boy is an arch criminal.
Em, I can't believe it.
Don't! It's not true!
He's stolen the mask of Tutankhamun and the World Cup. We caught him red-handed. Look, officer, books that link him to the crime!
Come on, come on.
I took them because I wanted to do some detective work. Find out who really did it.
How very convenient.
This boy is Britain's most wanted.
A black cat.
One and the same.
I'm not the Black Cat.
Ben, just tell these nice people where you've hidden the mask of Tutankhamun and that football thing of me.
World Cup.
That.
I can't because I don't have them.
Right, that's it. You're grounded.
Perhaps a spell in the cells will jog your memory.
You can't arrest him.
I certainly can.
No, but it's dealt with. He's grounded.
I'm afraid grounding does no legal status, madam.
Well, it should.
How about we put him on the naughty step?
Again, not an official punishment.
The very naughty step?
Benjamin Herbert, I'm placing you under arrest for theft.
Come on.
Anything you say can be bloody blah, so-and-so-and-so-and-so, etc. You know the rest. Come on.
Mum! Dad!
Rich.
No, you can't do this!
Handcuff him right now, or I'll write a very stern letter to someone or other.
Neighbourhood watchers, I give you the night off. You can all binge-watch Pointless. Nothing is going to be stolen tonight.
You have framed an innocent boy.
Out of my way, you buffoon.
Never. You'll have to run me down.
As you wish.
Oh, it really, really hurts.
Well, in fairness, Mike, you did ask him to run you over.
At the police station, an officer opens the door of Ben's cell. A burly man sitting on the bottom bunk gets to his feet as Ben enters the cell. Ben looks up at him, terrified.
Hello. What are you in for?
I am a child. Only joking. I am an old lady.
Madame Tussauds, 0400 hours. A female security guard is patrolling the dark and eerily quiet museum. As she passes by, she shines her torch on waxworks of Stormzy, Beyoncé, Winston Churchill, Barack Obama, and Freddie Mercury. When the guard shines her torch in a corner of the room, there's only an empty grand red chair where a waxwork should be.
no. They can't have.
Help! Help!
Ben has his hand in the toilet cistern in his cell.
Right. There you go, Buster. That should flush much better now.
Cheers, Ben. You're a lifesaver.
Ben's arresting officer comes into the cell.
So, Black Cat, how did you steal the Queen's wax figure when you locked in here, eh?
I didn't, that's how.
I couldn't sleep. Ben was up all night telling me a bedtime story about a little puppy who got stuck in a U-bed and he couldn't get out. He was trying, he couldn't get out, could he? He went on for ages and kept trying and trying. It was terrible. Tell him about it. Come on, tell him about it.
At home, Mike's foot is in a cast.
Is it better yet?
No, it's not better yet. The doctor said I'd broken every bone in me foot.
But, darling, it's the internationals tonight, and there's nobody to take your place.
Then we'll just have to pull out.
Pull out? Pull out? But what about my Flavio? He will be devastated if I'm not there.
Well, I'm sure he'll get over the disappointment.
Oh. Stay there.
I couldn't move if I wanted to.
With his injured foot up on the coffee table, Mike sips a cup of tea. Ben's mum, Linda, walks to the police station, pushes in through the heavy revolving door, and marches over to the front desk.
Release my son this instant!
Mrs. Herbert, Ben has been accused of some very serious crimes.
And what evidence do you have?
Well, that depends on your definition of evidence, but Mr. Parker said he did it.
I am taking part in an international dance competition this evening, and I'm one short of a parent. Yeah. Now, you let my Ben out right now, or you can rumble with me tonight on stage at the Palladium.
Linda dances and brushes up against the bemused officer. She twirls, caresses the officer's face, then looks him in the eye.
Which is it to be?
I'll get the keys. But one more whiff of trouble from your lad. I'll have him straight back in the slammer.
Linda smirks at the officer before he goes. At home, Mike scratches his cast.
I sprung you out of jail, Ben. It's the very least you could do.
I am not dancing with my own mum. I'm 14. It's super weird. Why can't Dad do it?
But Mr. Parker ran over me dancing foot.
Ben, you have to do this. Please, I am begging you.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Why not?
I'm grounded.
Well, he's got a point. We can't make exceptions.
After careful consideration, your father and I have decided that the grounding period is now over.
Have we?
Yes. We've got a lot of work to do on our routine.
Okay, sure, but right now I've got to go.
No. We're competing tonight. We have to rehearse.
Yeah, but I'm your son, so I have natural talent for dance, just like you.
That is a good point. No, wait, hey!
Where are you off to? What's more important than dancing with your own mother? It's every young boy's dream.
I'm going to look for clues to clear my name.
After Ben goes out, a despairing Linda fans her face. Ben arrives outside Madame Tussauds on his scooter. Ben pulls the scooter over and spots a man wheeling a large cardboard box towards the museum's deliveries entrance. Checking over his shoulder, Ben gets off the scooter and follows the unsuspecting delivery man into the building. As he walks through the museum, Ben stops to check out the waxwork models of Beyoncé and Obama. He ducks under the police tape that's cordoning off the red chair and lifts the stair carpet to reveal the word PUSS spelled out in Scrabble tiles.
Stop right there! What have you got in your hand?
Nothing.
Didn't look like nothing. Open it. The other one. Both together.
Ben moves his arms quickly, mesmerizing the guard. He thrusts out an arm and pulls one of the tiles out from behind her ear.
What do we have here? And if you look in your shoe, you'll find...
Nothing!
Quiet, you little...
Another bowl of broccoli trifle?
Oh, no. But the first three bowls were perfection.
Now, whoever this black cat is, I think they're playing a game.
Why are they leaving clues? It's like they want to get caught.
That's odd.
What's odd?
Just a mole.
Isha takes a Scrabble box from a shelf and brings it to the table.
Look at my Scrabble tiles. Boxed down to plastic. Now, look at the ones you found. What's the difference?
They're slightly different colours.
And not plastic. They're made of bone china.
I didn't even know they made bone china Scrabble pieces.
Nor did I. But I think this gives you your first major clue, Ben. Who would own a bone china Scrabble set?
Ben sits and ponders the question. Later, while Ben pulls into the driveway on his scooter, Parker peeps out through a slot in a nearby hedge and spies on him.
There you are! We have been frantic!
Why?
The internationals kick off in an hour!
But I...
No buts, Ben! We need to leave right now! Like a second ago! 2 seconds! 3 seconds!
But I have a clue! I need to find the real black cat!
Priorities, Ben! Come on!
Oh, I just need to get me crutches!
There isn't time! Hurry up!
Parker watches carefully from the hedge as Mike hops to the car, then the family drive away. When the coast is clear, Parker pops his head up through the top of the hedge.
Last!
Backstage at the internationals, Flavio, a long-haired man in a tight shirt, dances along a corridor.
Looking good, my love!
Oh, she is the greatest dancer! Wait, whoa, oh, whoa! Ha!
OMG, Flavio! It's me, Linda! We met before. I don't suppose you remember me.
Don't remember? You are the monster who gave me mouth to mouth.
Well, if you're referring to me acting quickly to save your life, then yes, that was I. Do you like my nails, Flavio? I hadn't done them specially for you. I love Flavi. If only I had another finger, I could have included the O. What do you think?
I think you need to stay as far away from Flavio as possible. Don't talk, don't even look at Flavio. Any funny business tonight, and Flavio will have you barred from ballroom dancing forever!
Oh, well, how about that? Flavio remembered me.
While another couple dance on stage, Ben waits at the side, dressed as an iceberg.
You never said we'd have to dress like this.
I wanted to keep the Titanic theme as a nice surprise. And you make a very dashing iceberg.
As the other couple finish their routine, the man dips the woman. Then they take a bow.
That's just sympathy clapping.
Proud father and husband coming through. Thank you, excuse me. Sorry.
Mike spills popcorn all over the people in front of him as he struggles to his seat.
What a wonderful contestant, ladies and gentlemen. Your Royal Majestical Majesty Highness. I'm hoping you enjoy that very muchness. Our next contestants, representing the Outer Hebrides, they are a mother and a son partnership.
Bravo! Standing ovation, encore!
Sit down, you fool! They haven't danced yet! Please, a small smattering of applause for two dancers that, as much as we may try, we ain't never gonna forget. The Herberts!
Linda, wearing a wide Titanic costume, leads Ben out onto the stage, and Mike applauds enthusiastically in the crowd. Ben slumps across the stage and kneels down, while his mum turns away from the crowd and raises her arms in the air. Mike fans his eyes. Linda spins around, then steps forward and moves her shoulders to the beat, while the stagehands sway cardboard waves behind her. Flavio looks horrified, while Mike's bopping his head.
My wife has done.
Ben's watching with a frown as his mum runs her hands over her ship costume, then spreads her arms wide and totters forward. Mike bites his lip and closes his eyes with a passionate expression, while the people around him look confused by the performance. Linda's expression momentarily darkens as she gestures for Ben to stand, and he complies. She points at him and grins at the audience, then makes a show of bumping into him and spinning away. She sinks down to her knees, the ship now split in three parts attached with string. She lifts her head and gasps for air, and Flavio covers his mouth in horror. Still frowning, Ben glances at his dad and shuffles over to Linda.
I think there's still quite a bit of the song to go.
We raised the Titanic!
Now swim over. Swing me round.
They hold hands and spin. Looking petulant, Flavio turns away from them with his arms folded. While they spin, Linda beams excitedly at her son. Linda's expression shifts to panic, and her eyes widen as her hat, designed to look like a funnel on the ship, flies off her head. Everyone in the audience stares as the hat flips through the air, then crashes into Flavio's bum and knocks him down.
Flavio's buttock, it is broken.
You have Flavio.
You're a monster. Go on, get off the stage. Get off.
I've never met these people before in my life.
It was him.
What? Arrested for grease buttercup.
The angry audience stand and throw popcorn.
No! I can't go back to prison!
He pulls off his iceberg costume, then takes off running backstage. He sprints up some steps in the theatre, then pauses when he spots the cat again.
You again?
He glances over his shoulder, then dashes off. The angry mob following him get frightened by the cat's exaggerated shadow on the wall.
What's that?
A cat? Or a ghost? Cat ghost.
Ben peeks out at them from behind a wall, then takes off again. He hurries over to the door to the royal box and heads inside. Then he stares at the Queen, who's sitting with her back to him and watching the commotion on stage.
Ma'am? Pardon me, but we met one night at the Tower of London. I was with my gran, and we were trying to steal your crown jewels. You kindly pardoned us, and I really need your help again now. Your Majesty? Your Queeniness?
The Queen doesn't move, and Ben peers at her.
You're a wax figure?
Where is it?
He heads through the fire escape, then spots the real thief on the stairs.
Stop! Who are you?
Ben follows the figure in black upstairs and onto the rooftop.
Please, I need to talk to you.
The black cat takes out a device and presses a button, then a black glider unfolds from their backpack.
Who are you? What? Hey!
The black cat leaps off the edge of the building, then soars across the night sky. Looking equal parts amazed and confused, Ben hurries off back down the stairs and soon bursts out onto the street below. He watches the black cat gliding above, then he holds his hand up to a cab.
Hey, hey, hey!
He gets in.
Follow that hang glider!
What is this, James Bond?
Please, before they get away.
Right you are, Gov.
The driver turns on the meter, and Ben puts on his seatbelt as they peel off along the road. The black cat soars by Tower Bridge, then swoops down to the Tower of London.
That'll be 1270, please, young man.
I'm so sorry, we don't carry money in the Secret Service.
What? Oi! Come back here! Oi!
The taxi driver frowns as Ben runs off. Ben stops to stare up at the huge walls of the castle. Then he turns and spots an orange and white life ring attached to a rope. Now, he's swinging the ring back in his hand, then launching it up the wall until it gets lodged at the top. Using the rope, he scales the wall and hauls himself up to the top. He jumps down and lands on his feet with one hand on the ground. He straightens, pushes up his glasses, then glances from side to side. A guard in a lavish red outfit carrying a staff walks through some cloisters, then Ben sneaks out. He spots the black cat creeping into the jewel house and tries to follow, but quickly has to hide from some beef-eaters.
All night, innit? Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner?
Beef, obviously. You?
Beef.
Once the guards have marched by, Ben pushes up his glasses, then hurries out from his hiding place and rushes into the jewel house. Standing beside the glass case with the crown jewels inside, the black cat lights some dynamite.
No!
Who is that?
Your Majesty? It was you?
The Queen takes off her mask.
And who, may I ask, are you?
It's me, Ben. I met you right here one night with my gran.
Oh yes, I remember. You tried to steal the crown jewels. You're back for another attempt.
No, I followed you here. I found your wax figure.
Drat! That was the perfect alibi. The world would think I was at the Palladium all night.
They think it was me that stole everything.
No. One will have to consider carefully what to do.
Ma'am?
No, shush, no, I'm thinking.
No, it's just you're holding dynamite.
Oh, yes. So one is. Fiddlesticks.
She tries to gently blow it out.
It won't go up.
They both blow.
What can we do? We can't throw it out of the window. What about the beef-eaters? What about the baby ravens?
Ben's mind races.
I have an idea.
He snatches the stick of dynamite from the Queen and runs off along a corridor until he reaches a medieval-style toilet, a chair with a hole in it, with a knight figurine holding the toilet paper. He puts the dynamite into the hole, then pulls the flush and steps back.
That was a big one. How did you know about this privy?
It was Toilet of the Week in Plumbers Weekly.
I must get a subscription. Toodlepip.
Hey, wait. I'm not going yet. You've got some explaining to do.
Does one?
Why is Her Majesty the Queen stealing her own crown jewels?
Well, when I met your granny, I realized I had never done anything as daring as that in all my life. I mean, it's wonderful being queen, but one never ever gets a chance to do anything in the least bit naughty. So, I suppose I get it for the thrill.
You became the black cat? The new gangster granny?
Yes.
You stole the mask of Tutankhamun and the World Cup.
I prefer the word borrowed. They're in my rucksack. It weighs a ton.
Oh, I bet.
One doesn't want to keep them. But with the nation's police force on high alert, it's becoming rather tricky to return them.
Maybe I could help.
Oh, splendid, Ben. Perhaps your granny could help too. Oh, Ben, I am so sorry.
Yeah. And lost without her.
The Queen takes out a crumpled tissue.
The Queen hasn't used tissue up her sleeve?
All grannies do. It's a rule.
Who goes there? Door. Quick.
Follow me.
Linda and Mike arrive home.
You mentioned the man in my mom.
No, the dance competition didn't go as well as we'd hoped. She did bring shame on the Outer Hebrides.
And I blame it on Ben, and it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, you did unfairly put all the blame on Ben.
Where on earth is he?
I don't know, I mean, he's not here, is he? I mean, what have we got? What have we got? What have we got? What have we
got? Ben and the Queen are climbing down the rope.
Certainly something one doesn't do very often. We need to go somewhere safe where we can make a plan. My place is swarming with guards. Can we go to yours?
Oh, I'm in disgrace with my folks for breaking Flavio Flavioli's bottom.
Oh, such a lovely bottom too. Like a perfectly ripe peach.
We need someone we can trust. I know where to go.
I've never been on a bus before. It's so exciting. Do they always stop by those little sticks?
Well, they're called bus stops, but yeah. Right, this is our destination.
Raj's news.
Raj! Raj!
Ben looks surprised by the Queen's whistle. Then Raj opens his window.
Ben!
Can you let us in, please?
Who is that with you?
Hello.
Hello.
After taking off her black hood, the Queen gazes up at Raj with a polite smile, and he looks stunned. Shortly after, the lights in the shop come on, and Raj hurries out in a top hat and a tuxedo jacket.
Welcome, my most majestical majesty, my number one favorite customer of all time.
Thank you. Now, I do declare this shop open. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's force of habit.
Welcome.
Raj salutes as they head in.
Oh, sweet.
She dips her hand into the pick and mix.
Help yourself, Your Majesty. Everything is price marked.
Oh, well, one would pay, but sadly, one never carries cash.
Get that woman out of here before she eats all my stock.
We're in trouble, big trouble.
I stole the mask of Tutankhamun and the World Cup.
She borrowed them and we need to put them back.
Are you the black cat? For shizzle? Gangster Queenie.
Boom! I think as long as we have Ben to help, we can return the loot. Wembley first, then the museum.
What about your wax figure?
Oh, drat. Well, I forgot.
The one from Madame Tussauds?
It was her alibi, but it's still in the royal box at the Palladium.
Aha! Sounds like a job for the Rajmobile.
Oh, thank you, Raj. You're the best. Right, let's go.
Oh, fizzy worms. Don't mind if one does.
We need to get to Wembley.
Are we getting another bus?
Actually, I've got my own wheel. Just round the corner.
In a parked ice cream van.
Now we've got you. These biscuits are stale.
Parker looks deflated. At Wembley Stadium.
How do we get in? Last time I landed on the pitch with my hang glider.
I've got an idea.
Plumbing based.
Wembley Stadium has a brand new sprinkler system, and according to Plumbers Weekly, there's a maintenance hatch near here that leads straight to the stadium tunnel.
But where's the hatch?
Ben looks down.
I think you might be standing on it.
Ooh.
Ben slides back the heavy cover.
Come on.
You're very brave.
One is only old once. Right.
She climbs down the ladder first. Now, inside the stadium, they go through a door with a sign reading, Access to Sprinkler System. A grin spreads across Ben's face, and the Queen has a look of awe as they step out onto the huge green pitch with dazzlingly bright lights beaming and rows of empty seats. The Queen takes off across the pitch.
Back in the jiffy!
She kicks a ball into the goal.
Oh! England! And Scotland! Wales! Northern Ireland! And all the nations of the Commonwealth!
Ben looks impatient.
Come on!
2-0! Her Majesty the Queen scores the winning goal!
Now, Your Majesty.
The Queen allows herself one last flourish before tottering off after Ben.
Come on.
They creep through the exhibition. Then the Queen opens up a glass cabinet full of trophies and lifts up the World Cup.
Ben, would you like to hold the World Cup before one puts it back?
Nah, I'm not bothered about football.
Oh.
She kisses the golden trophy, then holds it up in the air with a wide grin. A torchlight moves around the room.
We need to go now. Come on. This way.
They leave the World Cup in the cabinet. At the Tutankhamun exhibition, they place the heavy mask back on its plinth. She shines it with spit on a tissue.
Good as new.
Well, well, well. It is I, Mr. Parker, your friendly neighbourhood watch leader. You're both under citizen's arrest. I knew you'd return to the scene of the crime like a kitten returning to its litter tray. Don't think you can get away.
Well, the Queen stands with her back to them. The rest of the neighbourhood watch stand up from hiding places behind various artefacts. Ben furrows his brow, then the Queen turns around.
It's a fair cop. One is the guilty party, but the boy is innocent. Arrest me, and not him.
Your Majesty? Can it really be you?
Yes, and I'm ready to do my time. One has never been in jail before. Is it fun?
I can't arrest the Queen.
I will.
Lock her up!
Would anyone like a crisp? I brought them from home. I definitely didn't take them from the museum cafe over there.
Can we get back to the matter in hand?
Perhaps Her Majesty was just borrowing the things.
Yes. For regal purposes. And we can say that I, Mr. Parker, of Lower Toddle, found the mask in a skip and returned it.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. And in recognition of all you have done for neighbourhood watching, I would like to bestow a knighthood on you for services to Nosey Parkering.
Are you sure that's wise?
I don't want to encourage him.
Fetch me a sword.
Parker's wide-eyed.
This is the greatest day of my life. The sword of Tiberius, no less.
Thank you.
Kneel.
Thank you, Mom. You're too kind, Mom. I hope I'm not groveling, Mom.
Just a little bit. Now, arise, Sir Parker.
He stands.
Thank you. And now I'd like to make a short speech.
Sorry, Mr. Parker, there is no time.
Sir Parker.
We have to get to Madame Tussauds to meet Raj before it opens. I would like to thank all you old folk for all you do for our nation.
If it was up to me, I'd lock you up and throw away the key, charmed.
In the morning, Raj, Ben and the Queen are at Madame Tussauds with the stolen waxwork.
New wax figure delivery.
Who is it?
Madonna.
Get her in quick, please, we're about to open.
The security guard frowns as she watches them go in.
There.
The Queen's well-dressed waxwork is back in its place.
Oh, blast and bother.
What?
One has to go on to another engagement.
One can't possibly go to the state opening of Parliament dressed as the Birchman.
This would look very fetching on you.
It does. We could swap. Everybody, please turn round.
Raj looks horrified when he notices Ed Sheeran's wax figure staring at the Queen as she changes.
Everybody, please turn back.
That was quick.
One has to be a quick dresser in this game. Oh, Ben, this has been the most thrilling night of my life. And it's all thanks to you.
It's been the most thrilling night of my life, too. Well, not forgetting the night that me and my gran stole your jewels.
If it hadn't been for your grandmother, we would never have met. She was a remarkable lady.
She was. I loved her so much.
Oh, Ben. You still love your granny, and you always will. And she will be with you forever. In there.
Thanks.
We grannies know these things. Here.
Ben takes the tissue and wipes his tears with it. Now, as they're leaving, the hall full of wax figures is filling up with people.
Oh, they're already open. One is so conspicuous. What to do?
Pretend you're a wax figure.
How?
Archie, it's the Queen. Old Merry England. Oh, I need a selfie to show the folks back home.
Me too.
She's much older than she looks on TV.
So wrinkly.
How dare you?
Ow! It spoke.
Say one more rude thing and I will order the invasion of America.
Just one of our new talking wax figures.
Yeah, very realistic.
Bit too realistic if you ask me.
Right this way, Robo Queen.
She walks away like a robot, while the waxworks of Posh and Bex watch on. Outside in the street.
Farewell, Ben. And Mr. Raj. We couldn't have done it without you.
You're welcome back to my shop anytime. With appropriate money, of course.
Thank you. Well, back to the day job. Taxi!
A taxi pulls up.
Buckingham Palace, please.
Thought you'd say that. Hop in, your match. Big fan, by the way. I've got all your stamps. Oh. So you are in the Secret Service.
Ben shrugs. Then he and Raj wave as the taxi drives off.
Ben, you better be off home.
After what happened with Flavio and his bottom injury, my parents must be furious with me.
They'll be worried sick about you, Ben. They love you. Raj knows it.
They share a smile, then walk off together. Now, Ben's driving his mobility scooter into his parents' drive. He parks, then spots the black cat.
Oh, hello there. My little guardian angel.
You've been looking out for me wherever I go.
Oh, my Benny!
My son!
God. I was so worried about you.
I didn't know what happened to you.
I didn't sleep a wink all night.
And I only dozed off for 7 or 8 hours at most.
Why didn't you come home?
I thought you'd be mad at me because I let you down so badly with the dancing.
Oh, Ben, look, we shouldn't be making you ballroom dance. It's not your thing.
Plumbing's your passion.
Yeah, we mean it this time. We want you to be the best plum man there is.
It's plumber, but thanks.
Oh, and I think Flavio's going to be okay. If he needs a transplant, I offered one of your father's buttocks.
You did what?
Oh, and Mum, Dad, I hope you don't mind, but we've just adopted a cat.
Ben picks it up.
Hello, darling. Oh, come in, you. Come on, don't you go missing like that again.
They go inside, and Mike hops through the front door, his legs still in a cast. Now, it's nighttime. And the front of the house, driveway and hedges are decorated with Christmas lights. Inside, Ben's playing a plumbing-themed board game with his parents and Isha.
What kind of valve do you use on larger pipes?
Butterfly.
Correct.
Yeah,
You're doing very well, Ben.
Most none of us have got a single question right.
Oh, what time is it?
Open the fruit jellies. It's time for our queenie. Come on.
Hey, Ben. Thank you.
On the TV, the Queen's wearing a pink dress.
All of us can often feel that our lives have been mapped out for us, as if the accident of our birth dictated that we follow one path. Sometimes, whoever we are, we need to break out and follow our dreams.
I'm gonna have another look at that dripping tap.
He gets up and his parents cuddle together on the sofa. In the bathroom, Willie's using a wrench to fix the tap. Ben gazes into the mirror at the cat sitting on a pile of towels. He smiles, and his granny appears in the mirror.
The Queen's right, Ben.
Granny?
All you've got to do is follow your dreams, like we did.
I miss you so much, Granny.
I know. But I'll always be by your side, Ben.
Promise?
I promise.
He turns around and realizes that his granny is just the black cat sitting on the towels. He smiles sadly and strokes it. Now, at the front door.
Thank you so much for having me over for Christmas. I would have been on my own.
Well, Aisha, you're welcome anytime.
Well, no, not tomorrow. As we've got his cousins coming over and they eat us out of house and home.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Come on, you.
Well, Aisha, I better get you home. Unless, of course, you feel like an adventure.
What? Yes, please. I've never had an adventure.
She gets onto the mobility scooter.
Where are we going to go?
Wherever your heart takes you.
Well then, Ben, let's burn some rubber.
And follow our dreams.
Ben stands on the back of the scooter and they take off with huge grins on their faces. The cat watches them through the window, then it starts to snow as they turn onto the pavement. Based on the book by David Walliams. It's time to let it go. Next year you never know.
But for now, Merry Christmas, Will. My dream is to be a ballroom dancer.
Thanks to the Queen's magic touch, Flavio's buttock is healed. Now, let's burn up the flower. El sonero es un personaje con gran imaginación.